Like many 18-year-olds, Sheridan Gowan of Cherryville is going off to college this fall. She's even got a full-ride scholarship through her sport. It's not basketball, softball, or tennis, though. It's rodeo. She's headed for Howard College, right in the middle of one of the most competitive parts of the country for rodeo, West Texas. We meet Sheridan at the stables behind her house, where the fans are blaring to keep her horses cool in the summer heat. She introduces us to Boogie.
He likes attention. He's probably the sweetest out of all of them. He likes to give you kisses. Surprised he hadn't tried to give you one.
Hey, Boog. That's my microphone, yep.
Boogie is an 8-year-old quarter horse, the type of horse that's good at running short distances. Sheridan uses him for barrel racing, her favorite rodeo event.
You have 3 barrels set up, and it's a cloverleaf pattern. And so it's basically whoever can run and do the pattern the fastest without hitting a barrel, because that takes you out of it. It's like a 5-second penalty.
Sheridan's been involved with horses and rodeo nearly all her life, starting as a little kid doing Western pleasure shows. That's a relaxed event where horses are judged based on their manners and gait. But soon Sheridan got the itch to go fast. She started barrel racing at age 7.
I remember a friend of mine, her grandma, would say she'd worried about me when I run, because I'd just be hanging off and that horse would just be running.
Sheridan opens the back of one of her horse trailers and reveals a stash of prizes she's won over the years from competing in junior rodeo associations around the South.
This is a saddle, and you know, you win saddles, and like there's another one. I've got plenty of saddles.
Yeah, you've got several here, I see.
These are bridles, and you win these two. Just bridles that hold your bits and stuff to go on their head.
She also wins cash. Last month in Wingate, for example, she took home $800. And she'll get her chance to win more money out west. Unlike in college basketball or football, members of college rodeo teams are allowed to compete professionally for money while also in school. They can become members of the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association, or PRCA, which sanctions about 600 rodeos a year, culminating in the National Finals Rodeo,
which is sort of our Super Bowl, our World Series.
That's Jim Bainbridge with the PRCA.
Which this year will be $10 million in prize money over a 10-day period.
Competition to get there is fierce. You have to be in the top 15 of your events, whether it's bull riding, steer wrestling, or in Sheridan's case, barrel racing and roping.
We just had what we call Cowboy Christmas, which is the biggest single week of the regular season. It's the 4th of July week. And that week we had 32 rodeos, and the prize money was just under $3.7 million.
Bainbridge says most people who compete in rodeo professionally also have day jobs. They need steady income to pay for the high expenses in rodeo, traveling, and taking care of the horses. Sheridan knows what she wants to do.
I'm going to be taking dental hygiene, so I'll be doing my school and have practice, you know. So it'll be a lot to keep up, but it's just like any other athlete.
She's a little nervous about leaving home, and really, Sheridan won't truly be alone. She'll have her horses, including Boogie, by her side.
I've said a lot, I'd rather be with horses than people. There's just a special connection with them, and you know, horses, they're always there for you.
They leave for Texas in a few weeks.